Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
AM 1020, KDKA Radio. One more hour of Crowtopia, Jim Bohannon, after 10 o'clock. I'm Eddie Crow. Hi. You can call, you can text, we can talk about Super Tuesday. I paid attention to it because it's my job, but I'm not getting wound up yet. It's like the first round of the NCAA tournament. Okay. The favorites made it through. But what I did notice, there were people standing in line, and I did a little research during the break. I know, stunner. Since 2012, at least 750 polling places have closed in the state of Texas. That's why people stood in line for 6 hours, because there aren't as many places, and more people, seemingly, thankfully, are casting their votes. How long would you stand in line? How long would you wait? There's some people that can't stand in line 6 hours. It'd be like a tornado drill. Everybody's sitting on the floor against the wall in the hallway waiting for their turn. Eddie, says the text, if Bernie wins, chances are he won't beat Trump and the Dems will lose the House. They will be powerless. I wouldn't even begin to say what's up. I do know this. If somebody is a clear front runner and the DNC cuts them off at the knee again, you idiots deserve what you get. Dick in Dayton, I appreciate you calling me back. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Eddie?
I'm good, man.
That was good, what you said about Sanders. I like that.
Okay.
And he wouldn't beat Trump.
You know, that was it. I didn't say, listen, wait a minute. Wait. For clarity's sake, I didn't say that. That was a text that came in, so I was reading it. But okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
I've been, you know, Eddie, I'm a person of, you know, I follow this so much. I've gotten so involved in this. And I it goes down to, I think it's going to go down to Bernie. I think it's going to go down to Biden. But I just wonder, you know, say in Ohio, say Pennsylvania, say West Virginia, I wonder who would carry Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Would it be Biden? Or would it be, you know, they talk about Bernie Sanders, you know, socialist thing. Do you think that Biden would carry Ohio?
I wouldn't even begin to try and guess what would happen. I will say this. I think there are places in Ohio just like there are places in Indiana that were overwhelmingly for President Trump that aren't now. I think the last number I saw in Wisconsin is he was underwater by 8 points. There are places that he kicked butt and took names that early on, that those numbers aren't the same numbers. Now, what's going to happen between now and November? Dick, the news cycle is an hour to 2 hours at this point. From what, here's how you can tell who somebody's worried about. Who are they complaining about? If the president is complaining about Bernie, they have concerns about Bernie. If the president's talking squat about Joe Biden, then they have a bigger concern. I guarantee you, sure as God made little green apples, because of Biden's performance with yesterday, Biden will now start getting slagged. It's whoever gets talked about the worst is whoever the other side's most concerned with at the moment. And that can change from 1 minute to the next. Because think about it. It went from Burisma and Bernie Sanders. Well, it went from Biden Jr. and Burisma. Then there was some Bernie Sanders. Then it was little Mike Bloomberg when Bloomberg was getting some juice for all the money he spent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how you can tell who the one side's concerned with. Who are they complaining about?
I wanted to tell you that I'm quite involved. I work at a local home improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get good ideas from you guys. You guys are great. But I got a guy that he was county commissioner here in Dayton, and I helped him with the class, and I'm taking this class now, and I helped my teacher out. And I try to keep everybody informed here in Ohio, but
you're basing how you're informing other people on what you heard me say? Dear God, that's not going to help anybody.
No, I'm just saying that I like you. I like KDAs, you know, the talk shows.
Okay.
I mean?
Can you believe they pay us money to sit in a room and do this?
And I really enjoy talking to you. KDA is part of my life. I enjoy talking to everybody.
Now I'm going to hang up on you to be spiteful. Dick, thank you for calling. I can't get over it, but I ain't going to say nothing. You pay me to sit in a room and talk out loud? Well, crap, that's what I do at home. All I have to do is drive here and get a check right on. Rich in South Bend. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Eddie. It's been a while.
I know. Where you been, man?
Well, son, I'm retired. I work 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Wait a minute. You work 2 days a week and you're retired. You doing it for because you need the dough, or you doing it to get out the house?
I need the extra $400 a month.
I got you. Okay.
You know what I find amazing? In 4 years, Bernie Sanders has lost, I'd say, about half of his support.
You think so?
4 years ago, he crushed Hillary in New Hampshire by 22 points.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
I think he's his time has passed. And he won New Hampshire, but he barely beat the former South Bend mayor.
Yeah, Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Bloomberg bailing out?
Well, Bloomberg's problem is he thought money could buy him the nomination.
Right.
You wanna get elected? You gotta press the flesh.
Well, money is an absolute necessity to have a shot at it. It won't buy you a nomination. It won't buy you the nomination, Rich, but it will get you brought to the big kid table. And we saw that. We absolutely saw that. And I did the math earlier, if you missed it. I did the math earlier. Bloomberg was a presidential candidate officially for 101 days. For the sake of me and math, let's just say 100, okay? In 100 days, he spent $500 million. I'll whip up my Jethro Cypherin process, not from not gazintas. That's $5 million a day for the last 3+ months. And at the end, you go, I'm out. It's kind of like the logic that I've had friends give me when they go to the casino. Well, it's the entertainment value that you're paying for. Okay, man. 866-391-1020 to call or to text in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, in Glen Olden, Tinicum, and Upper Darby. There's a stench. It's right outside of Philly. Businesses have shut down. It's they don't know what it is. Well, I mean, you're already cleaning for the coronavirus, right? Keep scrubbing. KDKA Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, KDKA. It is the voice of Pittsburgh. I do, real quick, want to let you know, you can yell at me when I'm not here. You can send me stuff when I'm not here. You can correspond when I'm not here. All through the magic of social media. Magic's such a polite word. All through the dreck, more appropriate, of social media. Not me, not you, those other people. On Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you can find me at Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio. Then it's spelled E-D-D-Y. Or you can find me at the word Crowtopia, C-R-O-W-topia. And I communicate. Days that I'm not here, I still communicate. People send me stuff. Some of it I'm not going to communicate with. Some of it's gross. While I'm here, 866-391-1020. Prayers to Upper Darby, Tinicum, and Glen Olden, PA. It stinks. One resident, it's like sulfur. As soon as I got out of the car, I could smell it. It was overwhelming. I was afraid to smoke. Yeah, that's when it affects you. When you're afraid to light up because of the fumes in the air. Delaware County residents have reported the smell wafting. See, I don't like that. Wafting implies that it's something nice. If it wafts, it's honeysuckle or tropical beach candle smell. Stink don't waft. It seeps. 866-391-1020. On the subject of wafting or seeping, your thoughts, if you'd like to share them. Yesterday was Super Tuesday. To me, it's annoying because I feel like all the other days are getting short shrift on that. What happened was Biden won in South Carolina. Mike Bloomberg said, I'm out. Apparently, that's when it gets too rich for your blood, at $500 million and nothing to show for it. Becky in Spring Church. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Eddie. Good to hear you through the week.
Good to be heard anytime.
Hey, I was calling about the voting stuff, but mm-hmm. The underground, they were having problems with underground fire out east at one point. Maybe that's started up again.
You're not talking about Centralia, are you? Where literally the town's abandoned because the mine underneath it has been burning.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. So maybe it's shifted somewhere else. But anyway.
Oh, good. The fire under the ground is now moving east.
Well, it could. I mean, sulfur.
Straight up. When Mother Earth wants to jack us up, she will.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and it could be too long. Yeah.
It may be lava. It may be locust. Whatever.
Well, anyway, on this 100th year anniversary of women's suffrage, I wouldn't wait to vote, not in a primary. I wouldn't.
You would not wait to vote?
Nope.
And you'd be okay? Now, would you wait to vote in the general election, November 3rd, 4th, whatever
yes,
it is?
Yes, I would wait. I'd camp out if I had to, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
And Bloomberg's not done. He's going to buy the VP position with Biden. I'm certain.
You think that's what's up?
Oh yeah.
Well, then why didn't he just give? Money. Yeah, but why didn't he just give Biden $500 million instead of? I said this before, and I know. Well, no, I know the answer to it. Bloomberg was a battering ram for the Democrats with his wallet.
Right.
That's what he was. Bloomberg ran ads that had South Park characters in them.
Yeah.
And it's a good gig if you can get it, but
well. The DNC is also very greedy for money, and you know what? They'll strike a deal. Watch and see. And there might not even be an election, because if there's a national emergency with a coronavirus, there's no presidential election. They'll just keep Trump in, and wouldn't that just be funny?
At this point, nothing would surprise me. I am surprised that nobody has asked the question that I asked earlier. Did you hear that?
I probably did, but I can't remember.
If the coronavirus keeps growing, which by all, you know, expert accounts, it's going to. If that keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
What do we do with large crowd scenes?
Anything. I mean, even church, Catholic Church is saying no wine and no peace sign, shaking of hands. And, you know, people are thinking, it's in the back of everybody's mind.
Right.
And even last week, or whenever we were talking about it before, I said, you know, it doesn't bother me. But the more I'm thinking, I went to the Walmart in Indiana today. No soap on the counters. None. No hand soap. No foaming soap. No, you know, empty shelves. What, like, people are panicking.
Well, wait a minute. Weren't these people washing before?
Well, they're stocking up for when the China boat stops.
Ah, I gotcha. And that's the part, to me, it just seems like people are looking for an excuse to freak out. And I think that for a lot of people, that's human nature. But economically, this is massive and will continue to be more massive, because supply chains, right now, supply chains are shut down, and not nobody, but I'm not all that comfortable with what I've seen in terms of response from our government up to now.
And on that point, what can they do if it's not actually here? I mean, they can surmise what.
Well, it is here. It is here. We've had people die.
Yeah, but it's not. They're banking on maybe it's not going to get like Italy. That's what I'm thinking. But then if they wait, it's going to be too late. So I don't know. And it's scary because, well, I'm retired, and I don't know that it would hit me as hard as people who are working that are going to lose money, jobs, and I mean, it could get ugly. It could get real ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what what can they do? I mean, I don't.
Well, buy up all the Purell.
Well, they already did. It's gone. I couldn't believe it. I get all that stuff in Walmart, and
right.
I went, and the shelves are empty, and I'm thinking, well, like, what's going on here?
Now, I'm going to be, I ain't telling tales out of school when I say this, okay, Becky? I have gone to Walmart. I don't like going to Walmart.
Oh, I don't either.
When I go to Walmart, going to Walmart is like a mini version of driving through Ohio. When I walk into that store, I instantly become dumber and angrier before I can get out of that store.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's, you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
If you need a spatula at 4 o'clock in the morning, what else are you going to do? But you've been in them Walmarts just like I have.
Yeah.
Do you get the impression some of them people are all that concerned about cleanliness in general?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. That's Becky. I'm going to hang up so you don't say nothing to get me in trouble. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't look up and go, oh, stretch pants, hygienic. This text says, that bad smell might be those dang Philly Flyers. I wouldn't doubt that. I've said this. I've been a lot of places in my life. I have never in my life been anywhere as pathologically unpleasant as Philadelphia. And the best way to describe it, if you know the TV show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Okay? If you know that show. The characters, I thought that was a comedy. Okay? It's not. You go to Philly, you leave there thinking, oh my God, those characters from that show? Those aren't characters. That's that place. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a comedy until you go to Philadelphia and then you feel like, okay, it's a documentary. And I've been a lot of places and a lot of unpleasant places and nothing else even comes close. Steve in Duquesne. Hey, Steve, I appreciate you waiting on me. What's up?
Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about voting. I always vote. When I was in the Armed Services, mm-hmm. I voted by absentee ballot. Where I am now, I can walk to my polling place in less than 5 minutes, chat the folks up outside, mm-hmm. go in and vote, and be home within half an hour.
Right.
When I lived in a rural area, the worst-case scenario is I walked 20 minutes to the local volunteer fire hall and was able to do a round trip in under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman, you referred to the six-hour wait. There's a gentleman named Hervis Rogers.
Yes.
He works two jobs. I hope you haven't already covered this, and I'm being redundant. This gentleman works two jobs, managed to get to the polls at Texas Southern University right before they closed mm-hmm. at 7 p.m., didn't vote till about 1 a.m., and had to be back at work at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I need to cut you off because I got to go to news. I talked a little bit about his story earlier, but you got more details in there, and they're important details. He left one job, stood in line to vote for hours, finally voted, then went to his other job. So it seems to mean something. Good. KDKA Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, KDKA. The mystery smell that overwhelmed Philly is working its way west. Call or text. A lot of talk about last night. It was Super Tuesday. You had people standing in line. The call before the break was, he was talking specifically about Hervis Rogers. Stood in line almost 7 hours. Literally left one job, went to vote, and then went straight from that to, and late, to his second job. And I'd like to think it means that much to all of us. Because I know if it doesn't mean that much to enough people, it's a lot easier to get taken away from everybody. And I was looking at some of the other numbers. And if you're a pundit, all you're looking for is something to read into something. Because if you can read into something, that's going to get you at least one segment at that really cool table where everyone sits around and talks about stuff. And one of the things that seems to have pundits talking. In the state of Texas, 192, almost 193,000 people took part in the Republican primary. In the Democratic primary, a little over 321,000 took part. Would you stand in line? Would you wait for 6-7 hours to cast your vote for a primary? It's not even the big boy vote. That's the sort out who's going to play in the final vote. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. Eddie says the text, I would wait in line for a week to vote Trump out of office. All right, so you're not voting for somebody, you're voting against somebody. That's like a spite vote. Eddie reads the text. Always great to hear Joe in West Virginia. You got him talking that first night he called in. Now he's comfortable talking to the other host. I wish we had more callers like him. Happy birthday, Joe. Happy birthday, everybody. No, it's Happy New Year, everybody. Happy birthday, Country Joe. You know what? You live in a cabin in the woods in West Virginia and you're 70 years old. I believe you might be okay with the term Country Joe. Eddie, if Bernie wins, chances are he won't beat Trump. Yeah, you said that. Eddie, speaking of canceling crowds because of the coronavirus, the Pirates should cancel their whole season. Oh, come on. The Pirates, they disinfected Pirate City. I don't know if you've ever been to Pirate City. It's a whole bunch of stuff. and they disinfected it. And I'd like to think that's where everything gets turned around. Jay texted me, hey, Eddie, a few years ago, people were laughing at preppers. Who's laughing now? I've talked about this on the air before, Jay. My level of conspiratorial distrust, let's call it that, because if you use the word paranoia, somebody in a lab coat's going to show up and look at the blots. It's a waste of time for everybody. Let's call it not paranoia, but institutional distrust. I have the same amount of institutional distrust that I had, I don't know, when I was 15. I've been real consistent with it. I haven't gotten worse. I haven't thickened the layers of foil for my hat. Been pretty consistent with it. Stuff I don't trust, I don't trust. I haven't for a while. New stuff, it's just the same as the old stuff, so it's not that much different. But my distrust, my wariness that used to have people back in the 80s and 90s looking at me like, man, what's the matter with you? And they've caught up with me. They've caught up with me. We didn't know. Now, are there people that, the nice way to say is they're shills and carpetbaggers and scum. If you're selling a bucket of Armageddon food for $150, because, you know, when Armageddon comes, cash is important. You know, that's a little bit weird. But the notion, and I've had uncles that were full-blown, and I grew up around them. And if you grow up in the South, more so, it seems like anyway, if you grow up in the South, rural, there is a self-sufficiency trip that I don't think people in the city are gonna understand or in general be a part of their lives. And what I mean by that is, if hell rained down from above and below at my grandmother's house, nothing needed to go in or out for conservatively, I don't know, a month. Between the preserves that were put up and all the canned goods and all the stuff squirreled away, and it was just a self-sufficiency trip more than it was the government's coming to get us. But I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought, okay, what's in my apartment right now where I live? What is there? And I'm full-blown conspiracy when it comes to if crap hits the fan, it's gonna, and there's not going to be power and all the fridges out. I'm talking about straight-up old-timey Western dry goods. How long could I go? And I think my family would be fairly proud of me. I could go at least a couple weeks. It'd be a lot of beans. Of course, that could help us pass the time by recreating that scene from Blazing Saddles. Eddie, what about what Chuck Schumer did? When he was talking crap about the Supreme Court? Yeah, Chuck, bud, shut up. I don't mean in a bad way, but shut up. If you're going to be critical of the president talking crap to judges, you can't talk crap to judges. Schumer suggested that the president's court appointees, that would be Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, quote, won't know what hit them if they vote to uphold abortion restrictions. He spoke during a rally. Quote, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. Chuck, shut up. Shut up. Although, if you're being told to shut up, and it can come from one or two people, me or the head Supreme Court justice, you'd probably rather have it from me. Chief Justice Roberts made a statement about this. That's extremely rare. All right? Statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. And he's exactly right. if you're going to bitch and moan about, oh, the president was talking bad about that judge that said something, ruled. If you're going to complain about that, you can't do the same thing. Chuck, KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. Go to the phones. I imply like I get up. It's not. It's pressing a button. Mark in North Hills. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up, man?
Hey, Eddie, I know that I'm not going to ever get the coronavirus. You know why?
Why?
I just heard on the internet
that
if you drank Boone's Farm wine when you were a teenager, you're immune to the coronavirus.
Well, tickle me pink. I'm good to go.
So Eddie, I'm good. I'm good. That's not going to happen to me.
You know, there's nothing like fine wine with the screw top lid.
Isn't it, Eddie? Isn't
yeah.
it the best? Boone's Farm apple, too, Ed. I didn't like the cherry too much, but apple.
Oh, my God. The smell. A buddy of mine spilled that. You remember the Chevy Love pickup truck, that little bitty pickup truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, a buddy of mine. And it wasn't, it was tickle pink was the flavor, which tells you all you need to know, right? The girl he was with in this little bitty pickup truck, she spilled almost an entire bottle of tickle pink in the floorboards of this truck. And he went home, you know, stinking and unhappy. The next day, he wakes up to his father screaming at him, why does the truck smell like that? And on a nice hot Sunday morning, that tickle pink carpet double stench. I hadn't thought about that truck or that incident in years. He ended up marrying her. So, yeah.
That's the best. Oh, that wine was awesome. Wasn't that off $1.49 a bottle?
Oh, screw top. Screw lid top. You break that little metal seal? Yeah, buddy.
You got it.
All right, I'm queasy now. Thank you for calling. Yuck. I haven't thought about that in years. The girls spilled. You know how, and I'm going on what I was told. I wasn't there. You know how when you spill something and your attempt to catch it just makes it spill more? He said that's what she looked like. But by the end of it, she's got this bottle of tickle pink splashing it all over the cab of his truck. And his dad, was a sergeant major for about 30 years. He was not what you would call easygoing. He wasn't. And I mentioned this story briefly earlier. There's parts of this story that they aren't funny because some people kind of messed up, but there are parts of this story that make me laugh. A grandfather in Canada, Grand Canuck, says he was outraged after finding out what his 8-year-old grandson had won in a raffle at a youth hockey tournament. He won about $200 worth of marijuana products. Dude, there's an age restriction. Come on. Keith Rettle told Toronto CTV News that his grandson plays in a youth hockey league, entered the raffle to win a prize, because that's what you do. Each team's usually responsible for putting a gift basket or prize package together, minimum value of $50, said the man. And then what they do is they have a big setup and they have a paper bag taped in front of each of these prizes. The prizes are generally geared towards children. His grandson put his tickets in. Later, the family was notified they'd won $200 worth of pot. The older brother's going, yes! A picture taken shows the child's father various cannabis paraphernalia, including edibles and a lighter and smoking apparatus. Quote, my grandson thought he won a great prize. Quote, Dad, I won chocolate. No, son, there's bad drugs in the chocolate. How do you explain that to a kid? The Dawson Creek Minor Hockey Association issued a statement explaining that the prize was meant for adults and never for where the children were putting their names in. And just on a side note, Grandpa, who's angry, was a 32-year veteran cop. The products did not appear, and this is the statement from the league. The products did not appear on the table, only a photo of them and a list of the items contained in the basket. They say the raffle winner had been given the option to not accept the prize. All right. Is youth hockey? Don't get drugs involved. At all. If it's adult hockey and there's $200 worth of weed stuff that somebody can win in adult hockey, I guarantee you that will be the most happy-go-lucky, mellow, giggly hockey you've ever seen. 2 minutes for calling somebody a hoser. It's Canadian. KDK Radio. Have a lovely evening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.